People who use public transit in Washington, D.C. are feeling the pain of a crippled subway system. The city's transit agency pulled more than 700 Metro rail cars out of service Sunday night after discovering that a derailment last week was caused by a problem that is common with the rail cars. That's more than half of the system's fleet. In fact, the National Transportation Safety Board said this week that the wheel assemblies, which caused this derailment, have failed 31 times in the last 4 years. This is top news in Washington, D.C., where much of the conversation over the past few months, years even, has been about crumbling infrastructure. Well, let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan with the latest. And Seth, how bad is this situation for riders in D.C. right now?
Well, you're right, Tanya. Crumbling infrastructure right now isn't just a theoretical thing, right? It's something people are dealing with. They're dealing with less frequent service than usual. The only reason this is less catastrophic from a standpoint of inconvenience than it would have been, let's say, a couple of years ago is just because far fewer people are using the system. So they've taken about half the fleet out of the system right now. Trains aren't running as frequently. Platforms are maybe about as crowded as they used to be during regular times, only because far fewer people are using it these days.
Mm-hmm. The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board said this could have resulted in a catastrophic event. Are transit issues like this common across the country?
They're common, and catastrophic events happen once in a while. In fact, the D.C. Metro, if you go back a half decade and especially a decade, had fatal accidents. And, you know, they thought they had gotten past a lot of the worst of that. Good here, obviously, that they caught this early on. But yeah, these are old systems, even though D.C. is not the oldest. This is a system that dates back to the 70s. You have other systems that date back a century or more in cities like New York and Boston. And these things happen in some cases. In the case of D.C., previously, a lack of maintenance was blamed on a series of rail cars that should have gotten kind of a midlife maintenance event. And they didn't get that.
DC's metro system now has more than 700 cars that are under inspection. That's about half of the rail cars in their system. What happens now? Is there any word on the timeline for repairs, or do riders just need to prepare for more delays?
Yeah, it's not clear, and riders have been through a lot. I can tell you from having lived in DC, the last time that they went through a big, rather sudden overhaul of the system on safety grounds, things get rather inconvenient, and it's not clear right now. You can't take half of a fleet out of a system quickly without having some major impacts. They're presumably going to prioritize in terms of what needs to get done first, but they haven't said much at this point. This is all very new.
Yeah, I have about 30 seconds or so with you. I mean, could the infrastructure bill help the industry return to pre-pandemic levels? I'm thinking about how ridership has gone down across the country during the pandemic. Many Americans, of course, working from home.
Tanya, yeah, to some extent, you can incentivize ridership. There are systems that have lowered their fares. Washington is one that's looking at lowering fares even more. But to some degree, travel patterns have changed here. And the question is going to be how permanent it is. If you have somebody working at home, they just don't need to ride transit as much as they did before the pandemic.
That's Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.